Good morning, everyone. My name is Man-Yang Lin from Purdue University, and my advisor is Dr. Hai-Ji Kim, and today I want to talk about how light quality affects high-wire tomato, ion accumulation, partitioning, and fruit quality. So brief introduction, why we study this topic. LED lighting become very popular because we can use LED to induce accumulation of a lot of phytochemicals like chlorophyll and anthocyanin. However, recent study show that phytochemical property doesn't change in response to red light, blue light, and far red light. So we are thinking, how about mineral nutrients? How does the light quality affect mineral nutrients, their uptake and accumulation, partitioning, and their accumulation in fruit, especially? But while we study mineral nutrients, one of the reasons is that mineral nutrients are not only important in plants, but also for human health. Take calcium as an example. They are very vital for strong bones and teeth, and so on, a lot of functions in human health. And a lot of top sources are from vegetable, from plants. So that's why we study mineral nutrients, because they are very important for our human health. And another thing is that the light will affect the photosynthesis, and photosynthesis will affect the mineral nutrients uptake, partitioning, and fruit quality. So our objective is to determine how light quality affects ion accumulation, partitioning, and fruit quality. For material methods, we use Merlis as a scion and Maxifor as a rootstock, and we provide the same PPF, 230 micromole per second per square meter, but with different light quality, including red only, 100% red light, and also we add red plus blue, and also red and far red light. So we have three different treatments. And we follow the commercial practice. We use the commercial fertilizer to fertilize our plant and maintain the electricity conductivity at 2.3 millisiemens per centimeter and pH at 6.5. And after we harvest, we dry the sample and analyze the anions and cations in leaf, stem, root, and fruit using ion chromatography system. So this is data for anion accumulation in plant, how many grams per plant. As you can see this table, blue light increased the nitrite accumulation in whole plant compared to far red treatment, while red treated tomato do not have significant difference compared to blue and far red treated tomato. And this might associate with the blue light can induce the nitrate reductase. Yeah, because some reports say that blue light can induce the reactivate the nitrate reductase. So that's why we see nitrite accumulation in plant. And we also analyzed the accumulation of cations, but there is no significant among all the light treatment. And we also analyzed the partitioning. So we, for one treatment, the sum of the partitioning in fruit, leaf, stem, and root is 100%. As you can see here, so for red light, they induce the partitioning of calcium in stem, particularly. And for blue light, they enhance the partitioning of calcium in leaf organ. And for far red light, they enhance the partitioning of calcium in fruit. So we find that the light quality affects the partitioning of calcium into different organs. And we also analyze other anions and cations partitioning, and we find no significant difference among all the treatments. And this is about fruit quality, how much milligram ions accumulate in gram fresh weight of fruit. As you can see here, the fire light increased the sodium concentration in fruit. That is no one reported. And as the talk on Tuesday, my talk on Tuesday, yeah, we'll also do some sensory tests on that. And we find that the panelists can tell the difference in the sodium concentration, and they prefer to eat the tomato with fire treated. As you can see here, sodium also play a very important role in our human health. So actually, our finding suggests that fire light can also enhance the sodium concentration, also help maintain the human function. And we also analyzed the concentration of other anions, but there is no significant difference among the light treatments. So for conclusion, for accumulation of anion and cation, as you can see here, compared to blue light treated tomato, fire light decreased the accumulation of nitrite in plants. However, blue light enhanced the accumulation of nitrite in plants compared to fire treatment. And for partitioning, we find that fire light enhanced the partitioning of calcium to fruit, and blue light increased the partitioning of calcium to leaf, and red light increased the partitioning of calcium to stem. And calcium is very important element related to pathogen resistance. So we will further look at how light quality affect the partitioning of calcium and how does that affect the pathogen resistance. And for the concentration of sodium, we find that fiery light enhanced the concentration of sodium in fruit and improved the quality and the taste compared to blue light and red light treated tomato. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the people who helped me to do my research, and also the funding agency and company to donate money and the thing I need for my research. And thanks for your attention. Yeah, I would like to take any question you might have. Thank you. So your question is about the partitioning of calcium normally associated with the transpiration, higher transpiration, and how could I explain this result?
Yeah, so basically my question is why?
Why?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, based on my understanding, blue light related to stomata opening, so maybe blue light enhance the stomata opening and transpiration, so it promote the partitioning of calcium to leaf part. Yeah, and we also find literature found in our autopsies. They find blue light can induce a transporter, calcium transporter, in mesophyll cell. So that might be another reason that the blue light enhance the partitioning of calcium to leaf. Yeah, but we still do not look at the genetics level. Yeah. Do I answer your question?
Yeah, but you haven't answered the other.
These two? Yeah, for far-red effect and far-red and red effect on partitional calcium, there's no other reported before. So, yeah, I'm not sure what they are functioning.
Yeah,
we will further look at, investigate that part. Thank you.
Maybe you want to look at the leaf area. Is the leaf area larger? Mm-hmm. Or transpiration surface area in that far-red treatment? And maybe then you can relate to the calcium uptake in your future studies. Yeah.
So, thank you. There was not a case in our experiment. Leaf area was not affected by far-red.
It was not.
In your study, did you use intracanopy lighting or did you use top lighting? And how do you think that may have affected the light spectrum at different layers in the canopy?
Okay.
So the question is about how difference between intracanopy and overhead lighting?
Well, what did you use? I don't recall.
Yeah, actually, I use intracanopy for all the treatments.
So do you know if there was a gradient in light spectrum within the canopy?
You mean the natural light or supplemental part?
Both combined, right? The plants combined in the combination of sunlight and supplemental light. So what differences in light gradient do you think you would have had?
You mean light intensity or light quality?
Both. It all matters.
Okay, so it's a difficult question. Yeah, the question is about how the light intensity and quality affected by the plant canopy. So for ambient light, of course, because the sunlight is from top to bottom, so the top canopy receives more light intensity compared to lower canopy. But for supplemental part, because we use tower, actually they supplement more light in middle canopy compared to high and low, because in the middle part, the upper lamp and lower lamp, there's some overlapping. So actually the middle supplement a little bit more, but actually not much more, but a little bit more. So to sum up this, I think the lower canopy received the less light intensity compared to middle and higher, and for middle and higher they receive similar light intensity. But for quality, yeah, we only control the supplemental part quality. Yeah, for ambient light we cannot control the quality. Yes, so yeah, because our study is supplemental lighting, so we just control the supplemental lighting part. Yeah.
Thank you.